So Tashlich, it looks like we moved from the mitzvot ayom to the minhage ayom. The mitzvot ayom are really, that's the mitzvot of shofar. You have, of course, the malchus hakoronos and shofaros, and now we've heard about. And Rosh Hashanah has some interesting minhagim, one of which is the minhag of Tashlich. The truth of the matter is that Tashlich is not limited to Rosh Hashanah. The ideal time to do Tashlich is the first day of Rosh Hashanah in the afternoon. The ideal time is after Mincha, before the end of the day. So if a person doesn't do it on the first day, he can do it on the second day, on Shabbos. When the first day of Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, we do it on the second day. If a person doesn't do it on Rosh Hashanah, he can do it on Aseret Tshuva. If he doesn't do it on Aseret Tshuva, he can do it all the way to Hoshana Rabbah. Yeah, that's because the Mayad didn't really extend past Rosh Hashanah. It goes all the way to Yom Kippur and really, perhaps even all the way until Hoshana Rabbah. In fact, some of the Hasidim were no egg dafka to do it on the day before Erev Yom Kippur. Tishrei, or depending on the year, whichever day it is, the minhag is to say the slichos that go according to the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim. This is because Tashlich relates to the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim, as we will discuss shortly. Where does this minhag come from? The minhag of Tashlich is not mentioned in the Gemara, not really mentioned in the Rishonim. The later Rishonim, the Ma'aril mentions this minhag of Tashlich to go to go to where there's water, a body of water, ideally running water, and preferably water which has fish. And there we recite a certain little tefillah. The tefillah consists of the last three psukim of Sefer Micha, Mikel Kamocha, which is part of the Haftorah of Shabbat Shuva, followed by Minan Meitza Karasika, and then a few more little psukim and Tehillim, and then later on, they added a whole much longer thing in the middle, tefillah for Parnasa, and there's other tefillahs and bakashos asking for rachamim, and that's basically Tashlich. Why do we do this minhag? What is the point of going to a body of water? What's the whole deal with the fish? Why in Rosh Hashanah? So the main reason that's mentioned in the poskim is that there's a following medrash, a very well-known medrash, that on the way to do Akedat Yitzchak, you know, Akedat Yitzchak is the main theme of the day. So, a important theme. Avram and Yitzchak are walking, and his Satan tries to get in his way. So what's he going to do? So he turns into a river. He plays a river in Avram's way, and Avram, they're not going to stop for anything. They go into the river up there next, and they can't pass anymore, and Avram calls out to Hashem, "He's your mind, my nefesh, there's nothing else I can do, help!" And Hashem removes the river, removes the impediment, and they're able to go to perform Akedat Yitzchak. So some of the posts can say, Zichus Avos, we're once again recalling Zichus Avos. We're recalling the Zichus that we have from Avram and Yitzchak. Hashem should grant us Rachamim, grant us Kapara. Similarly with the Dogim, the Mishnah Berurah writes that just like fish, there's no Ayin Hara. Ayin Hara is not Sholeit on fish. Fish multiply, so too we want to be able to multiply. We don't want to have Ayin Hara. And that is, in that case, so Tashlich becomes very similar to the simanim that we eat on Rosh Hashanah night, that it's a good simon. I think there's more there, however. I think that the point of going to the water and recalling this whole story by Kedat Yitzchak is that it's once again meant as a wake-up call to us as well. Much like the shofar, Uri Yishenim Mishay Nasem, it's a wake-up call. So too, what are we recalling? Yes, we're recalling the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu came to aid Avram and Yitzchak. But what was incredible about that story is the perseverance of Avram and Yitzchak. The fact that they were willing to go ahead, they're not going to stop with anything. There are impediments along the road. Sometimes there are rocks along the road. Go ahead, keep persevering. If a person keeps persevering for Avos Hashem, and he's mevakish rachamim, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help him. In that case, he'll be successful. Another of the reasons that's brought for the reason to go to a body of water is, I think, similar. That it reminds us of Briyat Olam. Water plays an important role in creating Shemayim V'aretz. Water, if it depends what kind of a body of water it is, if it's a real, running body of water, and if it's a deep body of water, so it's, it can recall the depth. And it reminds a person of Briyat Olam, which calls to mind the Yiras HaRomus, like the awe that we have at Kadosh Baruch Hu's creation, and again puts us in the right frame of mind. Similarly for the fish. So some Svarim point out that when it comes to the fish, so a man is like a fish. A fish swims around, it's free. All of a sudden, just like that, it falls into the net. Just like that, it's caught, and that's it. So too with us, we can't protect ourselves. We're defenseless. We are defenseless in this world. We're defenseless in terms of sometimes, unfortunately, in terms of Yetzer Hara, and we ask for Hashem's mercy. That being the case, that the point of Pasuk, I think, really is to create this frame of mind. The frame of mind of reminding us the extent of the perseverance that we have to have, reminding us of that we have to also call out to Hashem, Yigiyamayim Adnafesh. So Pasuk should really be able to create that atmosphere. Unfortunately, the way it works in a lot of places is that Pasuk is a big social scene. Anything but a sense of Yiras HaRomus, anything but putting us in the frame of mind of Yiras Shamayim and the perseverance in terms of Avodas Hashem. If that's the case, L'chora, it's better not to go. Better to go a different time. Better to go the second day. Better not to go at that time. Tashlich has to, in order to accomplish this, it has to have the right atmosphere. Another thing, none of the posts can mention this Indian of throwing bread to the fish. In fact, it's usur. You cannot do it. Okay, you're not allowed to feed animals that are not dependent on you on Shabbos and Yom Tov. We're not knowing to Tashlich on Shabbos anyway, but on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to feed animals that are not dependent on you. When I was a kid, I thought that was the best part of Tashlich. You throw the bread in, you see maybe a couple of fish if you're lucky, otherwise the birds come. You're not allowed to do that. Don't do it, please. Okay? What is mentioned is that they used to shake their clothing. I've never seen anybody do this. But they used to shake their clothing in order to indicate that we're getting rid of our, I guess, Alpi Kabbalah, it's Kripos, Alpi, you know, symbolism, so there's we're getting rid of our sins, whatever the case may be. So that is, in fact, a minhag that is mentioned. The psukim that we say, Mikel Kamocha, Mina Meitzah, so these also have great significance. You can look in your article, Machzer points out, explains very nicely how these psukim are parallel to the Yigim Amidus HaRachamim, and that it's very beautiful, very, very apropos. It's interesting that we don't actually say the Yigim Amidus HaRachamim on Rosh Hashanah, which is an interesting point in and of itself, but here in Tashlich we say psukim, which in fact are reminiscent of those Yigim Amidus HaRachamim. I'd like to conclude with a vart I heard from Rav Meir Goldberg from YU, and he said, based on the word Tashlich, to be ma'ayin in the word tashlich, what does it mean? And if we look at this week's parashas Nitzavim, it's fascinating. The Torah quotes what the goyim will say about us after we've been led into galus. The goyim will say that we sinned, vayashlichem, the word tashlich, vayashlichem, el eretz acheres kayom hazeh, Hashem threw us out into a different land. But when the Torah itself speaks about our going into galus, it says, asher hidichacha, that Hashem pushed us out. What's the difference between throwing and pushing? The difference is, when you throw, you stand here, and you throw it over there. When you push, in order to make it keep going, you have to keep going with it. You have to follow. The goyim think Hashem stood over here and threw us out, and we're not connected to him anymore. But the emes is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, his Shekhinah followed us into galus. And this is explained in many midrashim. That being the case, now that we understand properly the word tashlich, he said, that's exactly the pshat of what we're doing. Tashlich. Tashlich. We're separating ourselves. We're standing here, and we're throwing over there. What are we throwing? So there's a Medrash Chazal that says as follows. You know, Acher, Elisha ben Avuya, was one of the great Chachamim of his time, and the Rebbe of Rebbe Meir, one of the great Tanoim. So the Medrash says that one time Acher, he's called Acher because he went off the derech, he became an apikoros. So Acher was walking with Rebbe Meir, and it's Shabbos, and Acher is riding an animal, which you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, also in the Rabbanim, and Rebbe Meir is walking, and they get to the Tchum Shabbos, that you're not allowed to walk past there on Shabbos. And Acher says, okay, Tazor B'cha, you know, you're still showing mitzvot, that's it, until here, you know, don't go any farther. And Rebbe Meir says to him, Chazor B'cha, come back, meaning, do tshuva. What, come, you also Chazor B'cha. And Acher says, what am I going to do? Already a baskal came out and says, Shuvu Bonin, come back, my son, chutz me'acher. So I can't do tshuva. So God explained that he misunderstood the baskal. It's shuvu banim chutz me'acher. Leave off the part that's not really a part of you. Here we are, we have this beautiful jewels of neshamas, and we have all this external dirt that builds up around it, all this plaque, all this soul plaque that builds up around our soul, around our neshama. And what we need to do is we have to stand over here, v'sashlich, and that's it. Throw it off. We're not a part of it anymore. Get rid of it. And then, in fact, we'll be ra'ui for the rachamim. And he said just a fascinating point. He says, the yom no ra, and that's the time of tshuva meyira. Tshuva Meyira, we want to throw away our sins, I have nothing to do with it. But then comes Sukkot, and Sukkot is a time where we raise it even a further notch, Tshuva Me'ava. And a person does Tshuva Me'ava, his Averos turn into Zichuyos. And then we go ahead and take that water, which we threw our sins into, take that water, and we do Nisach HaMayim on the Mizbech in the Beit HaMikdash. Bez Hashem, we shall be Zochet to Tshuva Meyira and Tshuva Me'ava.